Rococho with Anna DeVlantes on 720 WGN. I like to say it like Bill Curtis says it.
Anna DeVlantes.
Or like John Cass says it, Anna DeVlantes.
He almost speaks like he's telling you some kind of, you know, insider thing from City Hall. Come here, come here. I'll tell you something. Rokan.
Well, that, I'm one word for him. Rokan.
Rokan.
Rokan called me. And, you know, he's on that show with Anna DeVlantes. All right. Let's talk. We got things we got to get to here.
We do.
You know, I got a smart speaker. I got the...
In every room of your house.
Pretty much now, yeah.
And two in your bedroom, you told us.
So yeah, I moved one out of my bedroom. I decided the stereo effect wasn't working the way I thought. And I moved it into my closet. It's the only time. And so I talked to that one more because in my closet, I know I can have a very intimate conversation with the thing.
Good. Do they get jealous of one another?
They do. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when the two were sitting there on either nightstand on either side of the bed, I would say one instruction to one of them, and then the other one would interrupt. I'm sorry, she can't handle that right now. Or try to take it over. All right, I'll do the alarm for you at 8:30 in the morning.
And they say no one's listening, but I don't know. It's strange. Two different smart speakers can act totally differently. How's that possible?
And is it not just that I have the Alexa? Pardon me for saying that out loud. I know I just
triggered a bunch of them.
But that's my platform. But a bunch of people have other ones, that kind of go along the way. And there's an interesting story today that is developing, and from CNET.com, which is where if you need to know anything about what happens in this world, CNET is it. Alfred Ng is with us, and there's a story today about this issue of Facebook that might be also listening to what it is that you are saying. Can you explain that to us? Alfred?
Hey, thanks for having me. I think that, you know, this happens to a lot of people. They talk about something that they've never searched before, and, you know, it pops up as an ad on their Facebook. And I think it's easy to jump to the assumption that, oh, they must have been listening to what I was talking about, because how else would this ad pop up on there? But, you know, I've spoken with a lot of security researchers on this. This is something a lot of people have been trying to find out for a while. And it really just comes down to Facebook has gotten so good at learning about what you do and where you are and all these things that they can figure out these things without needing to listen in on you.
Oh, great.
Terrific.
Now, that does not make me
feel
better.
Thanks, Alfred.
I mean, at the very least, they're not, you know, listening to your conversation all the time. I spoke with some security experts on it who point out, like, a few reasons why that's just not true from looking at the network traffic. So if you spoke anything and they were listening to you, they'd have to send that data back to themselves. And if you look at network traffic, that's just not popping up anywhere. And just the fact that this is completely illegal, if they were doing this behind people's back, like, there's so much attention on Facebook to begin with as it is. I mean, there's no doubt that somebody would be in jail over this if this was actually going on.
Right, Alfred, okay, I'm not one that easily goes into conspiracies. I know talk radio loves to push them along, but this is not my thing. But I gotta say, when, you know, you get someone coming over to your house and all of a sudden they're like, hey, did you see the new, you know, let's Spider-Man movie is coming out or whatever, and then the next thing you know, there's an ad for your Spider-Man movie.
It happens all the time. Like, all the time.
I mean, it's just, and I didn't bring it up. I wasn't looking. It wasn't on my profile.
That's true.
But I will say this. If you're friends with that person on Facebook, and that friend was looking and did type it up, Facebook connects you with what your friends search for also.
Oh, so, I don't have any. I'm not going to have any friends.
Get rid of all your friends, Ro.
I'm done with friends.
What about when it seems like the smart speaker out of nowhere seems to start talking to you when you really haven't said anything close to her name? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That sometimes happens. Smart speakers are only supposed to talk to you when they
when you address
are activated
them
by some kind of wake word, right? Like Alexa or Echo or OK.
Whoa! Don't do that. Because when we do it, then people get mad at us. So go ahead.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be activated with a wake word like that. Unfortunately, there are some times where these smart speakers are not as smart as they say they are, and you could say something that kind of sounds like it, and they think that you're actually calling for it when it's not. And then it starts listening in that way. That happens all the time. So, you know, they are saying that these are smart speakers, but sometimes they think that you're calling them a little bit too much.
Hmm.
Wait a second. All right, stop. That is next. That will be the next thing to happen. I will be rejected by my smart speaker. That is, I am waiting for that to happen.
And sorry, actually, bro, we're ending this relationship.
Right, it is total par for my course. That is exactly what I'm sorry. I just can't, you know, I just don't like the way this is going.
It's me, not you.
Right, yeah. I think it's really better if you just don't ask me anymore. You know, Siri's very nice. She's very sweet. She'd be good for you.
You don't get along with Siri either, so that's
no. Siri hates me, and I can't figure it out. Now, you know, the other one, the A word, you know, Allie, seems to like me a little bit. As a matter of fact, I got competing, you know, between the different speakers in the house where they're all trying to please me at different, you know, like they're jumping to finish the task before anybody else does. That's unfortunate, though, when the one in the basement goes off at 8:30 in the morning as opposed to the one in the bedroom. That's a separate problem.
Totally separate.
But the other story that I think is totally freaky, though, is this WhatsApp story that people who are using WhatsApp may have gotten hacked so that they lost control of their phone or control of the security on their phone, right?
Mm-hmm. So this was a malware that was developed by an Israeli company called NSO Group. They're basically for hire, and this hack is incredibly sophisticated. This isn't a hack that some kid in his basement is going to have or anything like that. This is something that is being targeted towards very specific people. So if you're a normal user of WhatsApp, I would bet, you know, basically half of my savings that you're not affected by this. But if you're somebody who's, say, a politician or a human rights activist or something like that, this is who is being targeted by this WhatsApp hack. Because it's so sophisticated, you know, it's not like anybody can just get their hands on this kind of malware.
And WhatsApp was acquired by Facebook, so this is yet another sort of, I guess, breach of information on behalf of Facebook.
Yeah, so this is Facebook. Basically responsibility to make sure that this app was secure. Obviously, they did not when this malware was surfaced, but as soon as they found out about it, they were able to patch it, and they've been urging everybody to patch their devices, whether or not you're targeted by it, just because this thing is so potent to steal information off of devices. For it to work, you know, you didn't even have to pick up the phone. The attacker was supposed to send a phone call, and even if you didn't pick it up, your phone was essentially infected already. And
just by getting the phone call.
Yeah, just by
engaging the phone call, by receiving the phone call.
Like you could miss the phone call and it would still install malware on your devices. So like incredibly sophisticated, not something that you're going to find lurking around, and that's why it was so specifically targeted. You know, if it affected more people or if it affected a large amount of people, then Facebook would have found out about it sooner and fixed it. But this was something used on nearly like a super spy level.
Wow.
It's interesting because all that those off-the-grid kind of promising off-the-grid apps that you can get, you know, whether it's WhatsApp or Signal or any of those kinds of things are, you know, they're all designed, you know, for people who, you know, want to, you know, not be on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
You got to always kind of wonder, you know, some people don't want to be on the grid for very magnificent reasons. 99% of them are, you know, they don't want someone to find out what they're doing.
That's
so
true.
It really is interesting. Politicians use them all the time, though. That's the funny thing. So do we have any idea? And I think it was interesting that it was an Israeli company, and obviously the United States is in a sort of a special time relationship with Israel, more so than it has ever been. And it is, it is not... I think it would surprise a lot of people to know that Israel, in terms of the countries that U.S. government security services, FBI, CIA, places like that, when they look at us getting pinged on our grids and all the rest of that sort of stuff, you know, Israel's often doing it because they're trying to figure out, you know, they're always in a defensive position and they are trying to figure out, you know, what everybody is thinking here. So they're as much in the spy game as anybody else has ever been in the spy game. And I think it's interesting that they got caught, or at least this company based there got caught doing this. We don't know if they were working for Israel or another state actor or just themselves.
Yeah, it seems like, so NSO Group, if you're within the spy world, this is a very notorious group that has developed a lot of hacks specifically for nation states to use. Now, it's not clear if this was used on behalf of Israel or whatever country, but I would be willing to bet that this is from, you know, somebody who's willing to pay top dollar for this. In the Financial Times story where this hack was first revealed, they noted that this hack was used on a human rights lawyer in the UK, and the NSO group, you know, just last week there was a basically legal action from Amnesty International against them, saying that Israel should not continue to support NSO group. So there have been a lot of international issues when it comes to this hacking organization.
And it wasn't just what was happening on WhatsApp, it was happening your whole phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it Amal Clooney? Human rights.
Not sure. Okay. Is she based in the UK?
I thought she was. She's a London-based person. Yes, but anyway. I know she hangs out with Mr. Clooney in the Italy area, but that's where she's based. Is there something we should be doing though, Alfred, that protects us that we're not? It feels like we are. I always feel behind. Like, okay, you might have gotten hacked on your WhatsApp. You might have gotten hacked here. Check this out. Check this credit card. Whatever. Is there anything you sort of advise that many people aren't doing that could help protect us?
Well, the first thing you should do is make sure that your WhatsApp is on the latest version so that, you know, any attacks using this vulnerability are, you know, can't be done anymore. Outside of that, I would say that if you are being targeted by this, there are, you know, many other ways that they most likely have been targeting you beyond just using WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you delete it?
The app?
Yeah. Does that take care of it?
I believe that, you know, getting rid of the app, I mean, that's one way of keeping yourself secure. But, if it's coming from the malware itself, so that might be a little bit more difficult if it's already on your phone. Like, I don't know if deleting the app would do that much more.
At least Apple. I don't know about the Android system, but I think Apple says that they have an update fix patch for that, right? Isn't that coming out? Yeah.
Okay.
So do the whatever the security update is.
Do the update.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, think about this. This is, who knew that we'd be talking on 100-year-old technology to discuss this stuff? It's like a sci-fi movie going sort of sideways.
Totally.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Alfred.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Alfred Ng, he is with CNET.com. If you have any questions about your life, CNET is probably the repository of all information that you're going to need. Kim has the WGN news at the bottom of the hour. What's coming up?
Ro, if you're traveling to Venezuela anytime soon, you may need to change your plans.
Pass.